Islamism. With about 1.8 billion followers, 24% of the world's population, Islam is the second largest religion in the world. It is also one of the fastest growing religions in the world, extending over a vast geographic area. Islam is a religion that believes in only one God, Allah. Its followers, called Muslims, adhere to the holy book called the Quran. Islam, which means submission in Arabic, teaches their prophet Muhammad received the Quran from the angel Gabriel. This book, combined with others explaining the life and teachings of Muhammad, contain their doctrine and way of life. One Islamic interpretation is that individual, personal peace is attained by totally submitting to Allah. According to Islamic teachings, Muslims must say, "Peace be unto him," whenever they hear Muhammad's name. In this way, they show respect to Muhammad. Muslims believe the city of Mecca, Saudi Arabia, is the most holy place for Muslims, as this was Muhammad's birthplace. It must be visited at least one time in their life. Other requirements include a ritual prayer of faith that must be recited 5 times daily, paying taxes to benefit the poor, and fasting during daylight hours in the month of Ramadan. Some refer to Islam as the religion of peace, since they are taught to respect life. A verse in the Quran records, "If anyone had killed one man except in lieu of murder and mischief, it is as if he killed the whole mankind." Additionally, Islam teaches that anyone who believes and reforms should neither have fear nor will be saddened. They must spread compassion and brotherhood in society, and everyone should be their brother's protector. For this they will be more secure and be better guided. The Prophet Muhammad said, "When every society, every city, and every person performs good for others, the temptation for corruption, civil war, and terrorism will end automatically. The world will become a cradle of peace." The ideal society, according to the Quran, is literally the house of peace, where Allah invites whom He pleases into the path of the abode of peace. In Islam, the guided one is the prophesied redeemer of Islam who will rule before the day of judgment and will rid the world of evil. His tenure will coincide with the second coming of Jesus Christ, who is to assist against the false Messiah or Antichrist. References to world peace are found in Muhammad's teachings that were collected after his death. They teach that there will be an era in which justice, plenty, abundance, well-being, security, peace, and brotherhood will prevail among humanity, a time in which people will experience love, self-sacrifice, tolerance, compassion, mercy, and loyalty. Allah will eradicate godless ideologies and bring an end to the prevailing injustice. Moreover, He will make religion like it was in the days of Muhammad and cause the Quran's moral teachings to prevail among humanity, thus establish world peace. From this analysis, we might conclude the Islam we often see in the news is different than what Islam teaches. Clearly, not all Muslims are bloodthirsty terrorists blowing up buildings and planes with dynamite, as some Westerns would think. Our question is, can they bring peace? If every person in the world was Muslim, would that bring peace? Let's not look at its followers, but let's look at Islam's doctrines. Will or can their religion bring world peace? There are many denominations within Islam. The Sunnis, the largest denomination, compose 87% to 90% of all Muslims worldwide. They believe there are 4 leaders which are direct successors to Muhammad. The second largest is the Shiites, who believe there is only 1 successor to Muhammad. This diverse belief has caused great division and violence in the Islamic world. Unity is nearly void amongst the two groups. Mark 3:24 and 25 tells us, "And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand." Many of its adherents are acting independently on emotions of hate and revenge with little regard for human life. For our discussion, these are Muslim in name only. They interpret terms such as peace and justice into their own way of thinking and attempt to bring the justice part to pass with violent human battles in a distorted plan for world peace. This type of thinking could never culminate in personal peace or world peace. It has only bred anger and hate, resulting in violence, causing misunderstanding for the entire Islamic faith worldwide. Sadly, they all suffer because some extremists want to satisfy judgment with their own hands, not realizing they are sowing seeds of self-destruction to their own lives. Interestingly, President George W. Bush, shortly after the tragedy of 9/11, also called Islam a religion of peace. This was quickly and fervently denied by the head Muslim cleric in England. A casual study of current military skirmishes worldwide revealed Muslims are involved in over 90% of them. Many Islamic religious leaders have stated all who will not convert to Islam must be killed. Matthew 7:16, "You shall know them by their fruits." The peace that is recorded in the Quran seems to be interpreted very differently by various adherents of Islam. Perhaps this is because the Quran appears to some as sending a mixed message. Number one, there shall be no compulsion in acceptance of the religion. Reference Al-Baqarah 2, verse 256. And number two, fight those who do not believe in Allah. Reference At-Taba 9, verse 29. Number three, do not insult those who invoke other than Allah. Reference Al-Anam 6, verse 108. And number four, so when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, strike their necks and decapitate them. Reference Muhammad 47, verse 4. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33 tells us, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. The root problem is again a spiritual one that must be dealt with by God's Spirit. The entire nature of man must be changed from violence to peace by the Prince of Peace taking residence within the man, making him a new creation. Man cannot bring the changes necessary to make the world the type of place God intended it to be. Only God's nature living in the inner man can produce this result. Here is a beautiful scripture that sadly is not found in the Quran. "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Romans 12:19 through 21.